And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The school said it removed Christmas references from a panto performance put on for pupils and parents to make them feel safe and valued. Mandy Ovenden, the head teacher of Werwell Primary School in Andover in Hampshire, caused anger among parents early this month when she prohibited any reference of the festive season from a Jack and the Beanstalk show to accommodate all religions of those attending. Parents at the school branded the decision crazy. The spokesman for the school, which is rated outstanding by Ofsted, has defended its decision by saying it wanted to ensure that all pupils and their families felt safe and valued. Werwell Primary School said, "When we chose to invite the travelling pantomime to Werwell, our request was a practical step to ensure all children at the school would be able to attend and enjoy the show. Our aim, as always, is to foster inclusivity in our school community and be a place where our children and their families feel safe, welcome and valued." In a letter dated November the 6th, Mrs. Ovenden said she was very excited to invite parents to the production of Jack and the Beanstalk. The performance will take place in the school hall and children would wear school uniform as usual, please, she wrote. "We have requested that the show contain no reference to Christmas." Parents said the decision shouldn't be allowed and argued that they can't eradicate any reference to the festive season, so a few people will not be offended, it was reported. Mrs. Ovenden said that as the pantomime was not a Christmas event, all 126 children at the school should be able to attend, including those whose parents usually prevent them from attending festive events on religious grounds. The head teacher defended her decision in an additional letter to parents, writing, "Discussion with the panto company revealed that Christmas songs were included in the performance. We have a number of families who either do not celebrate Christmas or do so in a different way. The children of these families are removed from events such as this at the request of their parents. As this is not a Christmas event but a pantomime, it can be enjoyed by everyone with the changes we have requested. We are keen that all of our children should enjoy the pantomime and for it to be a fully inclusive event, have removed Christmas songs from the production." The school said it takes pride in its commitment to celebrating Christmas with traditional festivities. The traditional tale of Jack and the Beanstalk is being staged by Essex-based Chaplin's Pantos. A spokesman for Chaplin said they usually include references to Christmas in their shows, but were asked by Werwell Primary School to remove them. A group of 29 faith leaders have joined forces to oppose assisted dying in the biggest intervention from religious groups on the issue to date. Senior figures representing Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus and Sikhs have warned that the assisted dying bill will lead to people being pressured into ending their lives to avoid burdening families or the NHS. They say a change in the law will turn a right to die into people thinking they have a duty to die. In an open letter signed by the Bishop of London, the Roman Catholic Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster, and the Chief Rabbi, they say they are deeply concerned about the impact the bill would have on the most vulnerable, opening up the possibility of life-threatening abuse and coercion. Coming on the week that MPs vote on the controversial legislation, the letter says, "In the UK, it is estimated that 2.7 million older people have been subjected to abuse. Many of these may also be vulnerable to pressure to end their lives prematurely. Disability campaigners and those working with women in abusive relationships have also highlighted the danger of unintended consequences should the law be changed. The experience of jurisdictions which have introduced similar legislation, such as Oregon and Canada, demonstrate how tragic these unintended consequences can be. Promised safeguards have not always protected the vulnerable and marginalized. Even when surrounded by loving family and friends, people towards the end of their life can still feel like a burden. This is especially the case while adult social care remains underfunded. In this environment, it is easy to see how a right to die could all too easily end in feeling you have a duty to die." The letter argues that the current law provides much greater security for those who are vulnerable. It goes on to suggest that a private member's bill is unsuitable for such significant changes. noting that MPs have had only 3 weeks to scrutinise before they vote on it on Friday. We do not deny that some people experience a painful death, though we welcome the fact that these deaths are far less common than they used to be due to advances in palliative care, it says. Over decades, we have witnessed how compassionate care, along with the natural processes of dying, allow those at the end of their life to experience important moments. We have seen relationships repair and families reconcile. We have seen lives end in love. Much can be lost by cutting these processes short. The faith leaders highlighted a statistic reported by Marie Curie stating that 1 in 4 people in the duty dies without palliative care. The letter adds, while there are many examples of excellent palliative care in this country, it remains worryingly underfunded. Investment in palliative care is the policy of a truly compassionate nation. It is the way to ensure that everyone in society, including the most vulnerable, receives the care they deserve at the end of life. 3 representatives from the Catholic, Jewish and Anglican communities led the appeal. Notably, the Bishop of London, the Right Reverend Dame Sarah Mullaly, signed for the Church of England, a move likely to spark speculation about her prospects as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. She signed alongside Cardinal Vincent Nichols, the Archbishop of Westminster, and Sir Ephraim Mervis, the Chief Rabbi. Other signatories include Syed Abdul Saheb Alkoi, Secretary General of the Alkoi Foundation, a prominent Muslim organization, Zahra Mohammed, Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Bhai Sahib Mohinder Singh Alawa, the Chair of the Guru Nanak Nishkam Suik Jatha, one of UK's leading Sikh organizations, and Trupti Patel, the President of the Hindu Forum of Britain, representing over 300 Hindu groups. A vicar was left fearing for her family's safety after being sent hateful letters threatening to kill your bishops, a court heard. The Reverend Julie Coleman of St John the Evangelist, Palmer's Green, North London, was targeted in a 9-month campaign of harassment. Carlos Nunes, 41, sent the vicar 2 letters between April 23rd to 29th this year, with one letter stating, "Kill the Catholics and Jews in the area," and warning that areas are being armed with kids with homemade missile tech to kill your bishops. The second letter, which was found by the Reverend Coleman's son at home, ranted about Adolf Hitler, Nazi Germany, and Jews and their lies, the court heard. In the victim impact statement read by prosecutor Sean Ors, the Reverend Coleman said, "I fear for my safety and my children. I fear that if we were in the wrong place and at the wrong time, we could get seriously hurt." Nunes, who is unemployed and lives with his mother in Tottenham, appeared in Highbury Corner Magistrates Court on Friday. He had pleaded not guilty to 1 charge of sending a letter containing gross and offensive material and 1 charge of racially or religiously aggravated harassment, but was convicted after a trial on October the 9th. Bismar Singh, Nunes' solicitor, said he is remorseful. The defendant is currently unemployed and lives with his mother. No explanation was offered for Noon's actions, with his lawyer saying, "The pre-sentence report documents his behaviour and the reason he acted in the way he was thinking." Passing sentence on Friday, District Judge Caroline Jackson told Noon's, "I think both of these offences are very serious. You targeted an individual with children. One of the children picked up the letters, and it clearly has had a big impact on the Reverend Coleman. At the time, it appears you had some relapse in terms of mental health. So if I take all of that into account, I will reduce the sentence from a custodial one to a community order." Nunes will have to complete 150 hours of unpaid work over an 18-month period, as well as pay a total of £764 in court charges. He has been ordered to pay back £400 a month. He is forbidden from contacting Reverend Coleman again. Reverend Coleman hit the headlines during the wake of the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017 when she vowed to wear her full uniform, a black cassock, every day until the first anniversary of the atrocity. At the time she said, "It's really personal to me as I have some really good friends in Manchester, including Muslims. The black cassock is my uniform. It is the same as Muslims having theirs. Diversity makes us human." Pastor Jamie tries to be very English. He even ordered a book on the internet, How to Have Absolutely Nothing to Do with Your Neighbours. Unfortunately, he was out when it was delivered.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.